all. You who rule on high, yes indeed, Aegisthus now lies dead, something he well deserved. May any other man who does what he did also be destroyed. But my heart is torn for skillful Odysseus, ill-fated man, who has had to suffer such misfortune for so many years, a long way from friends. He's on an island, surrounded by the sea, the one that forms the ocean's navel stone. In the forests of that island lives a goddess, daughter of tough-minded Atlas, who knows the ocean depths and by himself holds up those gigantic pillars which separate earth and heaven. That's the one whose daughter prevents the sad, unlucky man from leaving. With soft, seductive speech, she keeps tempting him, urging him to forget his Ithaca. But Odysseus yearns to see even the smoke rising from his native land and longs for death. And yet, Olympian Zeus, your heart does not respond to him. Did not Odysseus offer you delightful sacrifices on Troy's far-reaching plain beside the ships? Why then, Zeus, are you so angry with him? Cloud-gatherer Zeus then answered her and said, "My child, what a speech has passed the barrier of your teeth! How could I forget godlike Odysseus, preeminent among all mortal men for his